Okay, update injury-wise, it's been well documented. Danny Copen is out for the season. We've signed center Steve Ballos, most recently with Jacksonville. He's a six-year vet that we're bringing in to assume that spot. And any questions?
Sylvester Williams walked off the field. Any update on him?
No. Just looking at it, doesn't appear to be super serious, but they all could be. So we'll keep you posted on exactly what it was. Robert Ayers left practice today with a slight hamstring, and Jacob Tamu we pulled out. He's been nursing a quad. That's pretty much all those updates. Yeah, I mean, I think some of the miscommunication was Manny Ramirez is our starting center and been all offseason. Dan Copen only signed, 10 days ago. Right now, you never like to see that happen. Danny played very well for us, stepping in last year after the J.D. Walton injury. And, you get punched in the gut, when any player gets hurt. But, we'll be all right.
What have y'all seen from Manny Ramirez that allowed him to be the starter throughout the spring and his early part of camp?
Well, Manny played a lot of football for us a year ago, with both the loss of Chris Cooper as well as J.D. Walton, who are two people that are still on our football team that, we're still nursing back to health. So, we feel, decent where we are. We always hate losing people for the season, but we'll march on.
When you lose a position like center, it's not like it's wide receiver and there's a plethora to choose from, that aren't signed. How do you guys go about doing that when there's not a huge pickings?
Well, I think, upstairs our personnel people do a great job, and, John and his staff are on it. We have a ready list at every position, and, center, wide out, any position. But, like I said before, it's part of the game. You lose guys. You hate to lose them. You lose them temporarily, but you hate to lose them for the whole season, especially. But we feel good about who we've got lined up. And, like I said, we just got to get them trained in our system, and, we'll get that done.
Coach, what's Sylvester Williams? What was
hamstring? Knee.
John, when Cooper eventually gets healthy, depending on your injury situation, would you consider position change to center for him?
Yeah, we consider anything that's going to better our team. So, right now we're trying to get him healthy, and, we'll pretty much cross that bridge. Definitely is an option, same as J.D. Walton. So, right now they're not out there. So, it's all a consideration.
In terms of mechanics and grasp of the offense, how much has Brock progressed?
A lot. I think any rookie – that leap from their freshman to sophomore year, if you want to say, is tremendous. And he's been the same way. He has a lot better feel for how we operate. And what we do is a little bit tougher to learn than just a standard called, huddle up, line up, and play.
Well, there's a lot of other guys from his class, quarterback class, that played a lot last year, even in the playoffs. If he was in a different system, a different place, do you think he could have been?
Yeah, that's hard to speculate. I think he hasn't come to me complaining about he thinks he's better than Peyton at this point. I might not be able to say that right here.
Steve mentioned he spent the morning with Alex Gibbs, and he's been with Alex before. So
yes.
Can you say that it's good that he has been exposed to Alex
previously? No doubt. From what we've gathered, I've only seen one practice, but he's, a smart, good player. Alex has some background with him. We've got some guys in personnel that have been with him. He started the last two games of the year at right guard for Jacksonville a year ago. So he's, he's played in the league, and, we'll see where it goes.
What kind of progress have you seen from Duke and Acho so far?
Very good. I mean, he was a guy, we've kept around for a while that, is getting more opportunities. And, so far I think he's taking advantage of those opportunities.
Coach, you talk about your ready list. Were any retired guys like Jeff Saturday or Ryan Lilja? Who makes the decisions?
Well, John Elway. That hasn't changed. I mean, he's been making the decisions since I've been here. So that hasn't changed at all. And, we have a great staff up there that does an excellent job. We have input as coaches. That's the approach John takes. He wants, everybody to have input, and, and everybody does. So I think we feel good about our process.
Coach,